welcome back to our Zano Animal podcast. Today we're tackling a question that, as an osteopath and nutritionist, I hear all the time from horse owners in winter. Can my horse go out on pasture when there's snow on the ground or not? And you know what? The answer is, well, it's a solid maybe. I know, not the clear-cut answer you were hoping for, but it really depends on two crucial factors, the ground conditions and also how you manage the turnout. Let me paint a picture of what winter typically looks like for most horses, at least if you're having a decent pasture management and close your pastures off in winter. In most stables, our horses are standing around in winter paddocks that are significantly smaller than their summer pastures. Yes, this protects the pastures, but it's a small paddock. And this creates a whole cascade of problems. First, there's the movement issue. These horses just don't have the space to really move, to run, to let loose like they need to from time to time. And that leads to our second problem, stress. Less space always means more stress for horses because they can't get away from each other as easily. You know how horses are. They need their personal space, and this is not always the case on the small winter paddocks. Now, if you've got a paddock or a paddock track without solid footing, things get even trickier. These areas like to turn into a muddy mess, and I mean slippery, like walking on dish soap slippery. And horses are smart. They won't run around in that kind of footing because they're afraid of slipping and hurting themselves. And in the wild out there, a horse that is hurt becomes prey. And those are evolutionary programs that still run in our horses, so they will try to avoid slipping and hurting themselves. And if you have deep mud, well, that's not better because that's a perfect breeding ground for conditions like mud fever, but that's a different story. Now, even if you have a hardened paddock, you're not out of the woods completely. Sure, the horses stay dry, but they're still not moving much. Think about it, falling on hard ground is incredibly painful. So horses will avoid to run around or buck or play hard in those paddocks as well. So what do we see in winter? Horses usually just slowly shuffle back and forth between hay feeder and water. So not really the quality of life we're aiming for, and not really, you know, bucking and running and having fun. So it would be lovely to give them some pasture turnout in winter, at least when there's snow, because horses love running and playing in snowy fields. If you have snow in your area. So we have sometimes, and the horses just love it if you turn them out and they can run through the powdery white. But when can you safely turn out horses on the snowy pasture? Because in the end, it all comes down to protecting the grass. This is why we take the horses off the pastures for winter in the first place. We want to protect our grass. And here's a danger for your pasture. If the ground underneath isn't frozen and you've only got a thin layer of snow, let's say 10 centimeters, or I think that's 4 inches, like a hand width, those hooves are going to tear up your grass when the horses play and run around. And trust me, there is no quick fix for that if it's happened. A destroyed grass cover can take up to 5 years to fully recover. 5 years if your horses have turned the pasture into a freshly plowed field. And lots of money goes into seeds because you want low sugar grass and herbs to grow back. Because if you save on the seeds and let it just grow back, what moves in? All those plants you don't want, the pioneer species like ragwort, and all the dominant and stress-resistant high sugar grasses. So not exactly ideal. You never want your grass cover disrupted in a way like that. So when is it actually safe to give them turnout? You've got two scenarios. First, the ground is rock solid frozen. I mean, frozen hard enough that it can handle the powdering even with minimal snow cover. Then it's absolutely safe, even when you don't have any snow, but the ground is frozen and cannot be turned upside down by the horse's hooves. Yeah, let them out, let them run a bit. Or The other way, you've got a really thick blanket of snow. We're talking about half a meter. I think that's roughly 20 inches or so. Sorry, I grew up in the metric system, so I'm thinking in centimeters and meters, not in inches. So half a meter, that's roughly up to your knees. That much snow acts like a cushion protecting the ground and the grass underneath. And here's another thing that surprises a lot of people. The biggest danger to your horse in winter turnout isn't slipping on the snow. It's actually the grass hidden under that snow. This winter grass can be loaded with fructans, and eating that grass can trigger some serious health problems, severe bloating, gas colic, or even laminitis. This is especially risky for horses that normally don't have winter pasture access and aren't accustomed to eating that kind of grass. We're talking about potentially life-threatening conditions here, because colic or laminitis is not just very painful for the horse, but really life-threatening. So yes, despite all these risks, letting horses have a good run on the pasture is fantastic for stress relief. You can literally see how much good it does them, how much more balanced their mind is afterwards, but we need to do it safely. So my golden rule is, think of winter pasture time as playtime for the horses, not grazing time and not turnout time. It's playtime. Let your horses out for some good old-fashioned running around and playing, what I like to call goofing off time. Stay there and watch them. And here's the crucial part, bring them back to their paddock and hey, before their noses go down. As soon as you see them starting to paw at the snow to get to the grass underneath, that's your cue, time to go back. A short romp in the snow will put a huge smile on your horse's face. They really love it. But it should never turn into an all-day grazing session. Keep it short, keep it supervised, and everyone stays safe and happy. So I hope you have enjoyed this episode and I could give you some practical advice for your everyday winter stable life. That's it for our podcast today. If you want to learn more about pasture management, check out our website zanoanimal.com or follow us on social media so you don't miss any new information. Have a great time and take care of yourself and your horse.